Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 76 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 75 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 74 degrees. WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 71 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint.
WACMN, monitoring.
WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Partly cloudy. 69 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 77 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
Good morning, 0900 hours, mostly sunny, 81 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, 86 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Flint 38, connected to Fenton 78.
This is the GTIRS Outdoor Warning Siren Test Net. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net is open at noon and the test begins at 1 p.m. This net is hosted on the W8CMN 147.38 Flint and 146.78 Fenton linked repeaters. This net is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Break. A siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. A list of sirens can be found at gtiers.org/sirens. My name is Chris, Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra, and my call sign is KD8BMB, Kilo Delta 8 Bravo Mike Bravo, and I'll be the net control for this test. If you'd like to participate in the net, please call net control now. KD8BMB.
Net control, W2MSU.
W2MSU. Good afternoon, Roy.
Afternoon, sir. What's your pleasure?
Do you have a particular location you would be interested in?
Not at this moment. You want me to? I'll browse the list and come back.
Yeah, if you want to, Roy. I'm not sure, you know, how far you want to go today or whatnot, but if you want to take a look at the list and try to pick one of the more outdated ones, that would be appreciated. If not, let me know, and I can go ahead and give you one if you want to give me a general area.
MSU, give me a sec.
Okay, while we wait for Roy, is there anybody else that would like to check in for a siren today?
AB8Y,
go ahead.
We go into siren 83.
Okay, I got you going to siren number 83. Thank you.
KF5INT.
KF5INT, go ahead.
Yeah, are we doing sirens today?
Yes, sir. That's what this net is for. Would you like to participate?
Yeah, I'm set up down in Farmer's Market right now. Can you give me the one down by the Secretary of State at Court Street? Either 51, 61, or 5, or something like that. I forget what the number is, but it's down by the Secretary of State and the bus station.
Yeah, give me just a second here, and let me find that for you.
Copy that. Thank you, KM5INT.
I believe you're referring to the one that's down by the corner of 4th Street in Wellington, right there by Court, is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds like it. Might be number 51, 61, or 5 or 6.
That is number 61, sir. If you'd like to check that, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Copy that. I'll get 61. Thank you, KF5INT.
You're welcome. Thank you. Any other station like to check in for a siren today?
MSU.
Go ahead, Roy.
Put me down for siren 53, Saginaw and Baldwin.
Got you down for Saginaw, siren 53 at 9560-16 Saginaw. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Any other station that would like to check in for the G-Care siren test net today, please call net control. KD8BMB.
KE8ZMQ, Bruce, in Atlas Township.
Afternoon, Bruce. Can you give me your call sign one more time?
KE8ZMQ.
KE8ZMQ. Good afternoon, sir. Did you have a siren in mind you'd like to check?
With my wife's assistance, we're going to do two. She's going to sit on siren 60 in Goodrich. And I'm going to go to siren 96 on Irish Road, just north of Maple Road, I believe.
Okay, I got you down for siren 61 and 96. Greatly appreciate, or excuse me, 60 and 90, is it? Yeah, 61 and 96. Hold on, I messed up, 60 and 96. Thank you very much, I appreciate it.
You can show me en route.
1214. This is Katie at BNB for the Genesee County Siren Test. The test takes place on the first Saturday of each month from March through October. And that starts at noon. The test starts at 1 p.m. If there's any station you'd like to check in to check a siren at this time, please call net control. Katie at BNB.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
This is the Genesee County Outdoor Warning Siren Test Net. If anybody would like to sign up to check a siren today, please call Net Control. Kitty at BNB. Last station calling, you are unreadable. Try again. Kitty at BNB. Last station, you're not holding the repeater, you're completely noised. Try to find a better spot and try again. Kitty, BNB.
Kitty,
BNB. Go ahead, Lance.
Show me, I'm out.
1237. This is Katie at BNB for the Genesee County Outdoor Warning Siren Test Net. We have about 20 minutes until the start of the test, so there's still time to check the siren if you'd like to. There's plenty available throughout the county. I'm sure we can find one in the location that fits you if you'd like to participate. Please call Net Control. Katie at BNB.
N8VDS.
N8VDS.
I'm en route to 63.
Copy, have you en route to 63 at 1243. Thank you very much. If there's any other station that'd like to check in for a siren today, please call Net Control. Kitty at BNB.
On location at 63, NABDS.
1249. Kitty at BNB. We've got about 10 minutes until the start of the siren test. If there's any station that would like to check a siren here, get on the list here real quick before we start, please call Net Control. Kitty at BNB.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
Net Control is AB8Y.
AB8Y.
Go ahead, show me on
location as well.
1250, Kitty is BNB.
Last station?
KF5INT.
KF5INT.
Can you show me on location? I believe it was siren 61.
1254, thank you. We got about 6 minutes until the start of the siren test. Kitty at BNB. All right, we got about 1 minute till the start of the siren testing here. Once at the conclusion, I'll go down and do roll call. Kitty at BNB.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 88 degrees.
Set control, WQMSU.
WQMSU, go ahead.
Show me on location.
1302, is your siren going off by chance, Roy?
It is not.
Okay. All stations stand by. Kitty at BNB at all stations. 911 is having some technical difficulties currently. We're going to give it here about another 5 minutes to see if they can get them fixed. If not, then we'll have to call the test for today. So bear with me and stand by for a few more minutes, please. Kitty at BNB. Net control to all stations. Looks like due to technical difficulties in 911, the siren testing will not be taking place today. Another reason why we do this is normally it's a siren technical difficulty, but today it's an issue with the actual control console. So everybody who came out today, I thank you for your time, and I apologize again that we're not able to do the siren test. But greatly appreciate it, and on behalf of the Prince County Office of Emergency Management, we thank you as well. If there's any station that's unclear, please let me know. Kitty at BNB. I'm just going to go down the list here real quick and secure everybody. AB8Y, you can go ahead and secure, please.
Roger,
AB1. W2MSU.
MSU is secure.
Thank you. KF5INT.
KF5INT clear. Thank you.
Thank you. NAVDF.
VDS is clear and secure.
KE8ZMQ. You and your wife, sir. KE8ZMQ from net control.
KE8ZMQ, my wife and I are secure and clear.
Thank you both for coming out today. If there's any station that didn't check in or that was listening, I appreciate everybody's time today. We'll go ahead and close the net at 1311 and return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Thank you again, everybody. Kitty at BNB.
VHF hub connected to FLIM-38. VHF hub connected to Fenton-78.
Kitty at BNB.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Net control W2MSU.
penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny. 88 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint.
KE8CZX, mobile.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly sunny, 89 degrees. WACMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly sunny, 92 degrees. The Great 38. The Great 38. WACMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly sunny, 89 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 89 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is KYN.
KYNU, this is NAWCB. Well, it seemed like Saturday yesterday, and it was Friday, and of course now today is Saturday, so you're three quarters of the way through for your weekend. How's things going today?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been thrown off all yesterday and today, but things are good. Had a good day today. Wasn't too bad, thankfully. Just kind of plugged along and looking forward to getting tomorrow over with, so now we have a long week off. How was your day?
Well, that's good. I'm glad things went well today, and especially after the 4th of July, maybe everybody's partied out or pooped out or something like that. But good. I'm glad for you guys. We're doing pretty good here. It's just so hot. Just staying in, just trying to catch up with, working on the computer and working on Roku and working on things. Kind of doing some cleanup here and there, and kind of some housekeeping work on the desk, that type of stuff. But that's been pretty much our day.
I hear ya. Sounds like a good day today. Not too bad. I heard it was warm out, so probably good to stay in.
Yeah, it was. It got pretty warm here. I'd say it probably got up to about 92, 93. I was just outside a few minutes ago. It was 89 on our thermometer. The good thing about it is the humidity's low, and I think that makes it a little bit more tolerable, and there's kind of a breeze that's blowing, so that kind of helps as well.
Yeah, for sure. Good stuff, yeah. Hopefully you guys are able to stay cool.
Yeah, we're not doing too bad here. It's a little warmer upstairs than down, but as long as it's not humid, that helps out a lot. Keep the fans going and the air conditioner on, and especially toward evening, that helps out a lot. And, helped out last night, kind of muffle out a lot of the fireworks and the noise from last night.
Yeah. Hopefully it wasn't too loud last night with the fireworks. We had some fireworks go off in the area, but thankfully, around like midnight or so, it kind of calmed down. So,
yeah, that's kind of the way it was here. It actually, I'm surprised. It wasn't too bad. It just for the neighbor behind us, but they ended early, and that helped out. They did theirs between the sidewalk and the street, which I'm kind of surprised at, but. Oh well, I'm glad that's over, and hopefully we'll move on and try to get through the rest of the weekend here and enjoy it.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's all right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, how's the life treating you there? How's everybody doing at home?
Pretty good. Mike had a dentist appointment here this past week. He had to go have a little bit of work done. He had a broken tooth that he had to dig for because it was in there pretty far, and so he's been dealing with that and got that out of the way. Outside of that, really not a whole lot going on. Just been plugging along, and everybody's healthy and happy, and pretty much relaxing, I guess.
Hey, WCB. Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear everyone is doing well. I'm sorry to hear about Micah's circumstances. It seems like he's had some issues with his teeth. I know that he had a root canal or he had something that really caused him an issue. They were trying to grind down a filling or something like that. Like I say, he's really had some issues. Hopefully, he can get those resolved here and take care of that problem.
Yeah, it all goes back to the original dentist person that we were seeing before going to these folks. They missed a couple things and should have taken care of it, but didn't, and so ended up going down a little bit further than what it should have. So kind of catching up on the things that that other dentists missed. So.
Yeah, that's a shame. I'm sorry to hear about that, especially, you know, a young teenager like that too, having that kind, you know, having issues like that. But, you know, hey, at least you guys are able to get him in and get it resolved, especially while he's young, and hopefully it'll work out for him there. I take it he's probably one of the dental appointments this week.
No, actually, Stella is. Stella's got some teeth work that they've got to do as well. So, it's getting everybody caught up, and thankfully, you know, thankful for insurance covers it, and so it's got insurance, might as well use it.
Yeah, that's it. I wish we would have done that for you guys when you were kids on the dental side of it. Boy, you know, we had good insurance and do those kinds of things back in the day. It's like anything. That's the time it could have been done. Sorry about that in that way. But I'm glad you were you guys are following through dental work and other types of things. Get their eyes checked and physicals and that kind of stuff.
See why you. Yeah, we're trying, and adding insurance and paying into it, so it's like, well, might as well use it, and it's been good. So we got a good dentist. They're pretty good at what they do. So.
That's a good thing. As long as you know you're comfortable with the dentist and they do what they're supposed to do and correct the problems, keep up all the better in that way. You guys are paying whatever for it, and you know, back in the day, you know, we didn't, it was just all provided by the township. We didn't pay anything, and so, you really didn't think about it. come from an area of well, instead of preventative, it's like, well, more reactive, you know, I need to go to the doctor or whatever, I'm having this problem. So I'm glad just working in a preventative way for you.
Yeah, Leo is a good encouragement on that side. So she is a big driver in that aspect.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah, your niece is a nephew up north. It seems like you know, when we talk to your sister. Like, yeah, so-and-so is going to the doctor, so-and-so is going to the dentist, we're taking two or three of them this week, or these have appointments, or whatever, so, yep, I think same for you guys, I guess, with five kids as well.
Yeah, it helps, it does, and, you know, it's like, trying to keep up on teeth and stuff like that, you know, it's like, it's good to do, and, you know, that way they don't have teeth issues later on in life.
Yeah, exactly, definitely don't like, you don't be like Grandpa here, losing his teeth there, they're chips or cavities or whatever the case is. I definitely don't want that aggravation. Good to keep up on their eyes and glasses and those kinds of things. One of these days here, probably either the summer or fall, we're going to be visiting the ophthalmologist again, see if we get some new glasses.
Yeah, I got to keep up on that. Getting the eyes checked, and we haven't, I still got to get in to see the eye doctor there, and make sure I'm doing all right eye-wise, so, but, yeah, it'll be good, it's good to keep up with.
Especially as much computer work that you do, you know, in your work, and then also, you know, your volunteer work also. You do a lot of computer work, and you know, even if maybe there's not a correction, with where your eyes are concerned, just something to relax your eyes. That's pretty much helped me out a few years, because my eyes really got tired when I was doing a lot of computer work when I was younger, and went to the doctor, and they gave me, you know, let me have glasses there. That kind of helped relax my eyes a bit. It was a big help.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I usually end up getting like a very light prescription just to kind of relax my eyes, and it's probably what I'll end up with here this next time.
I'm glad for you in that way. Like I say, it's good to have good health insurance, and like I say, you know, even if you got the added benefits there, you know, vision and dental and those things, that's even better. I know Mom is looking forward to joining the Medicare club here with me next year, so I think she's got an idea what she's going to do for a plan, but definitely going down that road. I'm happy for her. That'll help her out some of the stuff she'll be able to take care of.
Yeah, it's important, especially with, you know, diabetes and stuff like that. It's important to keep up with, and that's one you don't want to mess with. You'll fall behind on.
And I WCB, roger that. Yes, I agree in that way. Mom is definitely, she's a little bit better taking care of herself, getting some good foods and healthy foods there for her to eat. I'm proud of her, glad for what she's doing, and hopefully see some results there, favorable results for her in that way.
Good, good. Keep up the good work there, Mom. Definitely, it's important, and managing what you eat and portions and stuff like that. It affects you, and if you're not eating well, it doesn't help. So I'm glad that she's doing better.
Yes, I agree in that way. So yeah, that's like I say, it's good, and I'm supposed to go back. I think in September. I think I got an appointment in August with some doctor, and I think my physical's in September. And those are nice because going to your primary care is it's free. Your blood work's free, and very little out of pocket in some of that. So that helps out. It keeps up. And see how things are going.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dan, I am home. Late traffic today, thankfully, but appreciate you coming along with me on the way north, and glad we got to talk tonight. Good conversation, and hopefully you guys stay cool. If you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out and let us know. But looking forward to talking tomorrow, and hopefully you guys have a good evening.
That sounds good. I hope thanks for the good wishes there. It was pretty cool here, and also if you need anything, let us know. But good talking with you here. I know we've been talking a lot of health and taking care of ourselves and those kinds of things, but all good conversation and good encouraging words that way also. But anyway, you enjoy your evening. I don't know if you're barbecuing tonight, had your hamburger last night perhaps, but let you head on in and enjoy the family and your evening and relax and get ready for one more. But stay cool and tell everyone hello. 73 and 88 to you and the family, and we will talk again. NAWCB is clear. On your mind.
Sounds good, yeah, it sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and enjoy your evening. I'm not sure what we're having for dinner, so it'll be a surprise. But anyways, 73 and 88 to you, Mom. K-A-Y-N-U, Claire.
K-A-S-A-V. We're Claire and monitoring.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
B-800-E.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 92 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
BAOOE Mobile.
Thank you.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 87 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
K8ZZX, mobile.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly sunny. 83 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
Yes, sir. Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-Rate, K8DX, let's see.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 80 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 75 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Mobile.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint.